We've had, four good days. And we put in our insulation package, what we normally do during the season, so we put a lot of pressure on these guys from a formation standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, everything that we do normally in the first 4 days. So we tax them mentally, and they've handled it well.
Any rookies stand out there?
Yeah, all Pro Bowl players right now. Yeah, it's learning the system first, and same thing we'll do in June and give them a chance to compete once we start a July camp. Right now, it's so much mental, but you see a lot of talent with the rookies, and until you put on the pads and give them a chance to compete, you don't know for sure. But I'm pleased with what I've seen with the young guys.
Obviously, you haven't seen full contact against the defensive end, but for 4 days from Clady, what have you seen just physically that maybe you didn't get on tape or?
Well, we got everything on tape. We had a chance to be around him for a number of months, a number of interviews. We got a chance to see all of his games and. We saw him work out, so we know what type of athlete he is. There's still a lot of pressure on him mentally. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him physically. We feel like he's got the ability to compete, and we're going to start him out as number one, but he's got to earn that position. Just like everybody, you start somebody out at number one doesn't mean that they stay number one. There's a lot of competition that exists at all positions, and we'll get a chance to evaluate him as time goes on. But I'm pleased what I've seen.
Clady said one of the P.J. Alexander was calling him Sweet Feet. I'm guessing the coaches are not calling him that. What are the coaches calling him this week?
What does Sweet Feet mean? Does it mean you have good feet? Or
apparently.
Yeah, he's got pretty good feet. That's a pretty good compliment.
How mentally is Clady handled the adjustment? You talked about the pressure on him mentally. How is he handled it?
Well, like I said, the first four practices, we put in everything we do in the first four days. We don't do everything as a team, so mostly it's individual work and a little bit of group work. In the June camp, for those 8 practices we have, it's more team than it is individual. So I'll get a better chance to evaluate where he is during our team camp.
Mike Scheffler's stance?
Nothing. He's got a boot on. You guys wrote about it today, and I don't know how long it's going to be. The doctor wants him in the boot in a couple weeks, and in a couple weeks we'll take that boot off and test it. And get him back in football shape. You can't, if a guy's got a boot on for a couple weeks, don't expect him to come in the next day, but hopefully by the maybe middle of the week in June or at the end of the first week, he can come back and practice full speed.
Is this still the same surgery injury that he had last year, or is this a new injury?
Well, it's the same injury, still a little bit sore. According to Greek, he had the same problem in September and October and worked through it. We're a little bit, more preventive right now. We don't want to aggravate it. That's why we put the boot on. But the doctor's feeling a couple weeks with the boot. Hopefully, it'll be back to normal.
So you don't think there's another break in there? It's just
no. We know there's not another break in there. We could see it with X-rays. But there's something in there that keeps him quite sore. And hopefully, in a couple weeks in the boot, he'll be able to come back full speed. And we don't aggravate the injury.
Is Dwayne Robertson okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Probably could practice, but we're a little bit cautious with him as well. We thought 2 good weeks of rehab with Greek, with his wrist and his knee. We know that he'll be able to go in our June camp. So we just want to get him a little bit stronger in a couple different areas, and he's biting at the bit. And he'll be ready to go first week of June.
Still Tuesday for Travis.
Yeah, you never know with those hamstrings. That's what we're hoping for. We'll see over the weekend. He was excused today. Yeah, there's a death in the family.
How about Eddie Royal? What were your first impressions of him out?
Well, we know he can return, punt return and kickoff return. But I've been very impressed with his speed, his quickness, his hands, ability to come in the first 4 days and play a position and not make very many mistakes. He's going to help our football team.
One of his teammates told me that, obviously with a smaller guy, you always expect that quickness to be there, but the most impressive thing about him was how quickly he seemed to pick things up. Is that something from, talking to him before the draft you would have expected?
Well, everybody knew he was a smart kid, so that really doesn't surprise us that he picks up things quickly. You're just never sure until somebody gets here how consistent is he catching the football. How consistent is he coming in and out of breaks? And he's had a good first 4 days.